Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Flacco out of the gun. On second and five, Flacco launches. End zone, separation. Oh, it's picked off! Daron Harner with the pick in the end zone. Joe Flacco turns it over with a minute 39 to play. The Patriots come up huge. Harmon is the hero. 35-31 New England.
Perhaps the biggest player of the game defensively for the New England Patriots, Tim Benslow Maloney, Christian Fourier, middays at MFB until 2 o'clock here on 93.7 WEEI. And joining us right now to start the 11 o'clock hour, as he always does on a Patriot Monday, from the Patriots defense, Chandler Jones, who's brought to us from ARS Restoration Specialist, Town Fair Tire, and FindMassMoney.com. That might have been one of the biggest plays for the defense. Another one was batting the ball down in the end zone at the very end of the game. We were talking before you came on here. I think it makes sense to have maybe like Akeem or somebody rush the quarterback. You move back, get a pick in that situation. Use your 6'5 frame to bat the ball down instead of Gronk, or with Gronk, for that matter.
Well, I feel like Gronk jumps higher than me. So
he's got better hops than you?
He's a little bit more athletic.
One-on-one basketball, who wins that game?
Basketball? Oh, I don't know. I've never seen Gronk play basketball. I've never seen him play.
I'm assuming he's more of a bruiser, rebounder type guy.
Yeah.
No?
Throwing elbows underneath, clear.
Wrestling? One-on-one wrestling?
I feel like I'm more of a finesse basketball player. Wrestling? That's a good question. I don't know.
That's right, because he grew up with nothing but brothers also. Exactly, so we need to get that done.
Yeah, another big play, too. You recovered that fumble, right? Danny Amendola, was that you?
No, that wasn't me.
That wasn't you?
No, I didn't recover the fumble.
See, I tried to give him a sack last time he was on. You're trying to give him a fumble.
Oh, yeah. Chris Jones.
I think he scored a touchdown, too.
All right.
Oh, I'll give
you credit for everything. Hey, talk me through that game, because it seemed like that first couple of drives, did they do some things that you guys hadn't seen, or were you just trying to get into that game? Because they kind of marched right down the first couple.
Yeah, the Ravens are a good football team, and they do a lot of things, and they do them well. And a lot of things that they do is protecting Joe Flacco. You know, he did a good job of getting the ball out on time, and they did a good job of protecting him. Like I said, the first few drives, they did have some success, and you know, we just had to make a few adjustments and change. So.
One of the adjustments that I saw, and I don't, and just correct me if I'm wrong, seemed like you and Rob switched sides. Was that just because you're usually on the offense's left, defensive right. And one time I saw you and Rob switch sides. Was that just because?
That was just the coach's call. You know, Coach Belichick told me to go over there, so I went over there.
What is that like? Because you're usually not on that side. What's it like for you mentally having to deal with that? Do you have to change up everything as far as just, you know, right side, left side?
No, not at all. You know, and I feel like as a pass rusher, you have to be ambidextrous, especially rushing from both sides. And I feel like Coach Belichick knew what he was getting himself into, you know, drafting me, knowing that I could play both sides. So
was it something to do with the tackles that you going against Yonda instead of the young kid on the other side? Was it more of a technique matchup?
Actually, I'm not sure. That's a good question. That's a very good question. But, you know, Coach Belichick said, hey, you know, Chandler, you go out there and play, you know, this side now, and I did, so.
You did not get to play against the Colts the first time because you were injured. But what do you know about them? What did you see from them on Sunday when it comes to the offensive line, the guys that you'll be butting heads with in the AFC Championship game?
Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to play. But I did see a lot of things. And Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton and Colby Fleener and Reggie Wayne, those guys are very big playmakers. They make very big plays, and they have the ability to make those plays at any time. So I feel like you just have to be aware, and they're a very dangerous offense.
You know, Justin Forsett, after that first half, I mean, it's 10 carries, 78 yards. We were just talking about, a lot of people feel Baltimore got away from the run, but his first four carries, I think, for minus 1 yard coming out of halftime. Mm-hmm. Was there an adjustment to be like, listen, we got to kind of slow down this running game, try to make him a little more one-dimensional? Do you remember, was there anything guys did differently?
We just know what we had to do. I mean, they're very successful at one point running the ball. And we know we had to stop them, so that's what we went out there and did. Executed them in the run game and eventually moved on to the pass game. So.
You know, you didn't play in the last time the Colts played, but I don't think your brother did either.
No, he didn't.
Have you guys talked since?
I haven't spoken. Well, actually, I spoke to him yesterday. He called me after they won, and I congratulated him and told him I'll see him in a week.
So is it radio silence for you with your brother?
It's always like that. Always.
I wish he was on the offensive side. I wish he was playing tight end.
Playing
that would
have
been great.
That would be fun, but... Unfortunately, well, fortunately, actually, we both play defense.
Tough night for your parents, then. I mean,
well, they're excited. They get to go to the championship no matter what, so they're excited about that.
Or the Super Bowl, either way.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is good, too. Yeah. But hopefully they go with you.
But we're only on Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
We're only on Indianapolis.
I'm just saying, the travel plans, they can book their tickets either way right now. Okay, just, you know.
They can.
Mama and Papa Jones. I mean, I'm just looking you up.
Just looking up for your folks, that's all.
Yeah, that's a blessing. That is a blessing.
When it comes to rattling Andrew Luck, now he'll throw interceptions. We all know that. A couple of the ones yesterday, actually both the ones he threw yesterday, I think they were on third down in a weird way. I heard them talking about it on the morning show today, and even during the broadcast, kind of acted like a punt in one case. Got the ball deep down the field, and they just flip-flop field position. But he's a good runner. He's an athletic quarterback. Mm-hmm. When it comes to rushing him, but at the same time containing the pass lanes, can you speak to that a bit?
Yeah, a lot of people underestimate Andrew Luck's speed. You know, he's also a phenomenal pocket passer. He's a phenomenal pocket passer, but he can also run the ball. And with a guy like Andrew Luck, he's a big body type of guy that can take a few blows and shed off a few tackles. So with a guy like him, you know, you just have to break down and contain and hope to contain him and rush him smart. So
you guys are down 14 points a couple of times in this game. Is there a guy? Is it Vince? Is there somebody that kind of just, like Christian always jokes, he's taking notes during the game, and it's don't panic. He's taking notes for himself, I think, throughout the game. Was there somebody, do you need someone like that, or is that just defensively, there is no panic?
Well, personally, I don't feel like I would need something like that. I feel like looking up at the scoreboard and just having awareness and knowing the situation, you should know we got to do something. We got to do it fast because, you know, 14-0, that's a big difference, I feel like, and especially two scores in one game. That's huge. And so, you know, for us to come up twice, but being down by 14 was very shows great execution by our team overall, offense, defense, and special teams.
Yeah, because I think just naturally you would expect guys just to play tight, to feel the pressure of the moment and the clock's ticking, second quarter, going to halftime, offense comes out, they can't get any points, Ravens go on the field, they go and get 7 points. Next year, you know, what the heck is going on? So I know it's like, you know, is Bill – I mean, because I always see Bill on TV, that he comes to the sideline, he's talking to you. Matt Patricia may be there, but sometimes Bill just kind of, listen, I'm going to take over this. Is there any one thing that he says to kind of like get your ears perking, or is it just business as business is being done?
He's just over there coaching most of the time.
Pep talks.
He's doing his job. He's doing his job. And if he sees something, he kind of gives us a heads up. But, I mean, when he gets us over like that, he's basically just coaching, telling us, hey, this is what we need to do. And, you know, so, I mean, that's for the most part, that's what goes on. I mean, you're a player. You know what he's saying.
No, I know, and I agree with you because you said exactly what I thought you were going to say. He's coaching. Right. It's not, hey, you guys, let's high five. You're not trying to get them, you know, pumped up as they go out. It's just he's still coaching. It's very monotone. He's not too high, not too low, which is impressive because a lot of coaches would panic in that situation also.
Yeah. I'm not trying to speak for him, but I don't see a lot of, you know, panicking in Coach Belichick. I mean, he's been here a lot of times. So,
hey, when Daron Harmon had that pick at the end of the game, did you guys know right then they had to go back on the field, or was it after a kneel down where you kind of looked up and they figured out the math? Did you guys know right away?
Yeah. And that goes back to, you know, being aware of the game and situation. You know, there was a certain amount of time that was left on the clock that, you know, we knew if we were to take a few knees that we had to go back on the field. And so we knew that we had to go back on the field. Yeah, situational football.
Chandler Jones with us. Last couple things here, and I wanted to get this from a defensive player's point of view. First of all, your defense, when you guys were on the sideline and the offense was running that series of downs where they had Vereen and Human reporting as ineligible, were you guys watching the reaction of the Ravens players, or were you doing your own X and O's for your next time on the field?
Yeah, we were getting ready to get back on the field.
Okay, because what I was wondering was, it seemed to take them very much by surprise, and even with the referee announcing over the loudspeaker, hey, don't cover number 34, he's C.J. Mosley is running over to cover him. As a defensive player, and you heard John Harbaugh afterwards talking about how he thought it was deceptive, how screwed up as a defensive guy would you be with that kind of alignment? Would that throw you off, and should you be given more time, as Harbaugh was complaining about?
I didn't see Coach Harbaugh's comments post-game. But for the most part, when the offense is out on the field and the defense are on the sidelines for the most part, we're like going through checks and adjustments, and for the most part, we'll look at the Jumbotron and see a play or two. We'll hear the crowd roaring, and that's how we know something big happened. So I'm not really big on the offensive game plan. I don't really see too much. I just see, you know, a touchdown, and I go out there and go out there and try to defend. So, you know, as far as, you know, that play, you know, it was great execution by offense from what I could see, and congrats to them for that success.
Chandler, thanks a lot for stopping by. Appreciate it. Congratulations on the win. Best of luck in the game coming up on Sunday against Indianapolis.